To sign the bill.
What bill is it?
It's a Senate bill. Well, they called it 354, but they threw in a few others. It's the workers' compensation bill, and basically they're putting a cap on care that cures or relieves, which was all we really had in the workers' comp system. And also they're taking away the right of the treating physician, his presumption of correctness on his bill. There's nothing left for workers now. If a doctor is taking care of a workers' compensation patient and the insurance company decides to not pay the doctors anymore, if the doctor wants to file a green lien, now he's got to pay $100 to do it. It's a complete sellout of workers, and I ask all of you activists out there to please email him at governor@governor.ca.gov. Fax him 916-445-4633. Call him at 916-445-2841. Urge him not to sign the bill.
Okay.
I thank you so much, and good luck to all of the people at the ends. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Can you sign the bill, or it's Arnie, huh?
Right, that's a good one. Not that we'll be doing any better.
Hey, thank you.
And thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's about it, I think. It may have been Herb wanted to say something else before. I guess he was talking about San Mateo rent control going in just this last week, I guess.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
At Counter, I'm not quite as much up on those matters as he is, but there have been suits all over. There's been suits in San Rafael, California, Cotati, Ventura, all over. And this emphasis on breaking rent control is going on, and the pressure on rent, raising rents to unconscionable levels is going on, and that's what we're fighting. It's not just that rent control is going away. It's the unconscionable level to which the rents are going to strip all the value, potential value out of the house.
I'm not clear what they're doing. Is it going to be homes for millionaires, or is it going to be we're going to clear the space and build something else that we can make even more money off? I don't know, a factory, or it won't be a factory. I don't know what it would be.
We do not know what MHC's strategy is. There are two lots there that they bought the houses that were on them, moved the old house off, and they're sitting vacant, and we have no idea what they're
going to
do.
Have they done in any other cities, have they showed their hand as to where they're going with this in terms of what happens after people start abandoning their homes because they can't sell them with the high rents?
Not that I'm aware of. They are raising rents all around, and there are a number of places where people are walking off and leaving their homes, abandoning their homes, but so far they haven't really tipped their hand on what they're trying to do.
Well, keep us advised, Sterling, as to what's happening. I've got to kind of ram some information in the last 15 minutes of this show that kind of is going to be about a variety of subjects. I really appreciate your coming in and giving us the update. I'm sure we have different views on different subjects, and we could debate the sleeping ban and so forth. And you've heard some criticism about how, why should we stand together with you when, there's no solidarity in other issues. And I say, it's something that has to be thought about. But in the meantime, I think about the use of the city council's, to me, it's illegitimate use of authority and a sellout to a series of economic priorities that puts people at the bottom instead of at the top. I'm sure they'd say otherwise. Oh, we're saving these services, we're saving this, we're saving that. But unfortunately, I'm not persuaded that the secret budget hearings they had last month, and they were secret, we didn't get to know what they were. They were not, in August, two subcommittees of city council met without any public input or public transparency. And that, those issues about Danza could have been raised there. I mean, someone could have stood up and said, is there an intention on this city council to eliminate rent control? And that's a public issue. It's not just a part of litigation. It is a public issue that we have the right to talk about here. And I appreciate your having talked about it with us.
Thank you again for the opportunity to be here, and if we get the chance to be together and debate or talk about homeless sleeping, then you might be surprised which side of the fence I come out, but we'll do that at that time. Again, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, thanks, Robert.
Hey, thanks, Herb. All right, they're making their way out of our secret studio location. Untrammeled by the FCC. See, they got away. All right.
Thanks again, Robert.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Good luck. Keep it short. You can tell us everything new. Give me a call. If anybody's missed those numbers, 423-HUFF, and I will pass on Herb and Sterling's numbers in case you want to get in touch with them. Again, the Santa Cruz City Council number, 420-5020. While you're at it, tell them that there are also 1,500 to 2,000 homeless people out there. We're not asking for Cadillacs. We're not asking even for vehicles. We're asking that you not arrest people for sleeping when that happens. I'm sure a lot of people are asking for more. That's what I'm saying, as this is one individual. So, you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3. Phone lines are open, 427-3772. There's a WHAM event happening. It'll be happening until 5 o'clock. Women and men for medical marijuana. As you know, their injunction to stop harassment of the marijuana clubs by the feds was denied, which it's a little bit ironic that they're trying to get injunctions against the feds, but Valerie and Mike Corral are colluding with local authorities to keep other marijuana clubs closed down by the zoning regulations of the Santa Cruz City Council. That's a real sad thing, and I had hoped that there would be some tabling about it at today's WHAM. I'm not sure, WHAM Fest, I'm not sure that that's actually happening. I heard kind of some mixed news about that from Andrea Tischler of the Compassion Flower Inn when I talked to her this morning. Apparently, SAFE, what's it called? It's Safe Access Now is really concerned because SB 140 has passed at the state level. It hasn't been signed by the governor. They're encouraging it be vetoed. It's a bill which places, according to Safe Access, cruel and arbitrary limits on patient use and cultivation of medical marijuana, a total and admitted lack of scientific basis for its provisions, a clear violation of California Constitution Article 2, Section 10C. The legislature may amend or repeal an initiative statute by another statute that becomes effective only when approved by the electors, unless the initiative statute permits amendment or repeal without their approval. In other words, the harmful changes are made in a bill that there is a good bill, apparently, looking for clear standards of medical marijuana use so that Sheriff Mark Tracy does not have absolute authority to say, okay, you can have those two plants, but you can't have your plants because that's too many, or the cop on the beat decides he's the doctor and will make his decisions as to how much marijuana is too much marijuana for a patient. There were some standards suggested, and they were suggested actually by numerous by Safe Access Now, and they're not in this bill. Apparently, this bill was essentially gutted and reshaped by Narcotics Officers Associations after the exclusion of patients, experts, caregivers, and physicians from the final backroom discussions. And Safe Access Now urges you to say no to SB 140. Interesting website for Safe Access Now. Look it up, Safe Access Now, www.safeaccessnow.net. You can read about all the different cities' guidelines that are being worked on. The city of Santa Cruz has no guidelines, nor does the county of Santa Cruz. And I guess that was one thing that I had hoped that Andrea and Anita Henry of MedX were looking to circulate to as petitions at the WHAM Fest, which, for those who don't know, is happening at San Lorenzo Park until 5 o'clock. I also suggest people go there and toke up, frankly. I know that that's considered to be politically incorrect. I mean, we don't want to embarrass the corrals and offend Mark Tracy and all that by actually smoking marijuana. I mean, my goodness, you know, heavens to Betsy. I mean, it's not... But the fact of the matter is, that's what I often used to do when I was a big marijuana smoker and some time ago, but I would shout free the weed and light up a joint on the corner, and if somebody wanted to come down and arrest us, then they could come arrest us. In the meantime, it's a way of freeing the area. I think it's not a bad idea, and particularly if it's a medical marijuana thing. We have this incredible hypocrisy in this city and this divided sense that people have where they don't support each other in this incredible drug war that is penalizing all of us, and talk about ripping off resources. It's incredible all the money that's going to pharmaceutical rip-off artists and police departments and probation departments and jails and judges and attorneys. It makes you puke. So check out the WHAM Fest if you want. Try and find the Safe Access table. Sign their petition against SB 140, but also demand that Santa Cruz City Council change its medieval marijuana zoning laws, which were, as I said, endorsed and rubber-stamped by Valerie Mike Corral, as I understand it, and it's just a disgrace. It is a complete disgrace. We have about 9 minutes left. I want to remind you that we're all at war in Iraq, even though we don't want to be. And there doesn't seem to be too much happening about it. There was a protest yesterday, not so much against the war as against the WTO, which prompts the war. And there were some speakers, I guess, who mentioned the war at the county building. I wasn't there, but I heard about it from Susan Zeman, who was part of the march, along with Louis LaFortune, Sherry Connable, and others who marched over to Laurel Park, near the Loudon Nelson Center. And there was a sort of a somewhat light turnout there. I got there considerably later with my flyer. I'm always late with my flyers. Good flyer, though. I recommend it. It's called End to Occupations, Occupation of Iraq by the U.S., the occupation of downtown Santa Cruz by the police, the hosts, security guards, and merchant snitches, whoever they may be. Anyway, there's a war in Iraq. Interestingly enough, London Observer yesterday reported that the Trade Union Council of England condemned the decision to go to war, for Britain to go to war without UN backing, called for the British troops to be pulled out. Gee, I wonder why Howard Dean can't say that, or maybe Representative Farr can't say that, or Emily Riley and the City Council can't say that. There's no such resolution before the City Council. It was dumped. Let's see what we got from the public. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
You mentioned the downtown occupation. I didn't know they put up checkpoints at Cathcart and Pacific. I missed the military checkpoint there and the tank that usually accompanies such occupations.
Mm-hmm.
I must have missed that.
You have.
That,
you're getting nearsighted up there, caller, in your old age. Or your young age, perhaps. Actually, the checkpoints are kind of vary. There are varying checkpoints. For instance, we have the jaywalking massacre checkpoints.
Maybe? What? Roving checkpoints?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you came by on July 16th, you would have found 8 squad cars, 5 of them parked up and down Pacific Avenue, and 3 of them on side streets, and 13 police officers giving out 4 jaywalking tickets and making 3 arrests on a jaywalking incident in front of borders.
I guess I'm, like, concerned about the way that the language is used. I mean, it's not an occupation. Let's be real about it, Robert. An occupation is fucking military checkpoints and people with guns and M16s and, like, people getting killed. There's, like, 20 people a day getting killed in Iraq right now. It's civilians. I mean, like, it just pales in comparison to what's happening locally. And I agree there are problems locally, but the use of the language that you use, it's rhetorical, it's inflammatory, and it's frankly false. That's all. I have to get back to work now. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Yeah, I recognize that this is hyperbolic language when I talk about the occupation of downtown. And I don't mean, of course, to slight folks in the West Bank who are occupied and getting shot and whose children can't go to school or can't even get enough to eat, can't get medical treatment, although to a lesser extent we're facing similar things here, but not, of course, to that extent. But I do regard it as a kind of mini-police state, and it has been so described by other people than myself. And it is an occupation in the sense, in terms of the resources that are going into it. Now, it's not an occupation in terms of there being checkpoints. It's not an occupation in terms of there being people in uniforms always present. But there is kind of an ethereal occupation there. There is an occupation of people who are, in essence, one gets the sense that at any time a police officer could show up. You know, I mean, and there is a sense in which anything you do could be wrong, and the what you do is at the discretion of the police officers. We also have an occupation of the Free Radio Santa Cruz at different times, where we want to make sure that the broadcasters are in and out at the right time so that there's a music at the proper time and commentary at other times. And we actually, you're 5 minutes early. Get out of the studio. This is my show. Thank you very much. Yes.
Set the clock 5 minutes early.
Yeah, actually I didn't. So we have you get to hear some internal discussions here with Free Radio Santa Cruz broadcasters. Actually, some very good broadcasting has been going on later in the afternoon. Perhaps we can get Old Lady Scar, I'm sure, to tell us what's coming up at the 3 o'clock show.
Where's the microphone?
Well, there's a microphone here. What is coming up? Anything exciting?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to be rebroadcasting Jim Hightower's talk from last night at Bookshop Santa Cruz at 3. I mean, not rebroadcasting. I'm going to be replaying it. And I was checking the time. Sorry, excuse me. And then I'm also going to play a documentary about Chile.
Uh-huh.
that has already aired, but I'm going to rebroadcast it. I think it's about an hour. It's about September 11th, 1973, when Salvador Allende was overthrown in a military coup, and then Pinochet took power, and people might know he was a military dictator that disappeared and tortured over 10,000 people.
So Pinochet and Hightower are coming up at 3 o'clock.
Well, 3 will be Hightower, and then will be Chile, and then actually at 5 I'm going to have an interview about cell phone towers.
Cool.
With Libby Kelly of the Council on Wireless Technology Impacts. I'm also going to have a couple of local guests in here to talk about what you can do locally on the issue. Thanks.
Cool. That's good. Yeah, Berkeley Daily Planet had something on cell towers recently, a very interesting article, which I'm going to forward to someone who may be one of your guests, Marilyn Garrett. I don't know if she's coming in or not, but she's certainly been active on that issue. Anyway, I think we are okay. We have 2 minutes left here, so I'm going to kind of wind this down very quickly. There is a meeting of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the second floor of the library. That's the Patriot Act group wants to see a stronger Patriot Act and has abandoned any interest in local civil rights as a group, much to my chagrin and to my sad disappointment. But I certainly support their willingness to proceed to try to get strengthening of the Patriot Act, hopefully for doing more than playing patty cake with Councilmember Kennedy, who is the one who gutted the Patriot Act in the first place last November. Sad moment there. It was supposed to be, we had thought, on the first agenda. Now it's going to be on the second agenda. Presumably it'll show up not this 16th, when Kennedy will be gutting rent control for the Danza trailer park people. Sorry, mobile home park people. But it'll be on the week after that, on September 23rd. There's other things happening. Becky Johnson goes to Chocking Small Claims Court, where the city will attempt to be challenging her 86-cent offer of restitution. They want $100. She's offered 86 cents for cleaning up, 8 square feet of sidewalk with erasable chalk, which takes, a grand total of probably about 45 seconds to a minute, and some water. I guess things are getting more expensive these days. If you want to get into a profitable job, start cleaning chalk off the sidewalk. Anyway, lots of things are happening. Wham Fest is happening till 5 o'clock today. Go to Indie Media for lots of information about what's cooking on numerous topics, www.santacruz.indiemedia. I'm going to roll out of here with a little Dave Lippmann. And I want to thank you for being with me. Actually, I take that back. Between a Rock and a Hard Place, let's hear a little of the Capital Steps. Thanks for being with me. Tune in to the free radio. I guess we're going to have a little music coming up. If you want to come to the Huff meeting, it's at 8:30 as usual on Wednesday mornings. And I think we'll be having a special Huff meeting before then. If you want information about that and about anything else, call 423-HUFF.
Welcome to this flight that's bound for Texas. We hope you found our round trip there was great.
At Southwest Air, just one thing can perplex us.
Excuse me, have to check your weight.
You can fly with giant thighs. You could try, but it won't be wise. Just like Christ, we'll supersize.
A seat for each big cheek you'll have to buy.
We have last quarter losses to recover. But if you buy 2 seats, well, that's a start. Until you get on board and you discover you bought 2 window seats 5 rows apart.
Yesterday in line, Al Gore was standing. He'd grown so big, we should have charged him twice. But he insists in case of water landing, his butt serves as a flotation device.
You can cry, but don't come back. You big guys should not unpack. Take your time and go and track.
They need the weight to keep trains on the track.
Bye-bye. Hello again, everybody. George W. Bush here, along with Vice President Dick Cheney. And we're here at the, where are we?
The Alaskan.
All right, we're here at the Alaskan Wilderness Preservation.
Very good, Mr. President. Have a yum-yum.
And we're here to talk about the current energy situation.
It's not a situation.
I mean the current energy crisis.
That's a good president. If every American would simply set their thermostat 1 degree cooler in the summer, we could use millions more barrels of oil every year.
That's right. In the Oval Office, I insist that the thermostat be set no higher than Channel 7.
Let me handle this, Mr.
Yeah,
President.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. All right.
Tonight, I would like to introduce the Cheney-Bush Initiative. Rule number one, use more oil.
More oil means more oil refineries, more oil consumption. And here with a policy statement is the Secretary of the Exterior, Ms. Gail Norton.
Strip mines on hillsides and derricks on beaches, clear-cutting forests and spotted owl quiches. So many smokestacks it makes your eyes sting. These are some things favored by the right wing.
When the fish died, when I think I made Ralph Nader mad,
I simply recall how he took votes from Gore,
and then I don't feel so bad.
The drills are alive, but we made the moose sick.
This gunk's in my lungs for 1,000 years.
A selection from the New Jersey opera version of The Barber of Seville, The Briber of the Hill.
Tori Aselli, quite a nasty break. Man on the take, big, a big mistake. Oh, you did one thing that's quite a first. You made New Jersey look worse. So many things you hid, and your pole slid, like Gary Condit did. Forget about it, all we want is true. When voting's through, someone who's not you. If the Senate flips, Tom Daschle's done. Lautenberg's not the one. Here's where your seat should go, as quid pro quo, Tony Soprano. Thank you.
na za kuranga kunai. Tango pesa na za kuranga kunai.
Thank you. Thank you. Rock she does on a rally. Rock on the hand, spisu strani jak lido dzieci. Aj si mi herbaganti, maloro gazi perani. Aj si mi don los bellis, aj si edo pejera. Montani kan sua amati doma, spaccio doma peserini. Se gianna niera vici ne ho godito resta hercari. Vieni schiede scaro ma erga, tane camisco cerari. Vici grova che insegnodo, tane palon scarelaci. Arte gozza in paola morgo, l'anno del porto chiedari.
Find me sitting at this table, my fan Finn, my friend John. My friend Madani tells us stories of things long gone, long gone. And we may take a glass together. Whiskey makes it all so clear. It fires our dulled imaginations, and it feels so near, so near. I feel so near to the howling of the winds. I feel so near to the crashing of the waves. I feel so near to the flowers in the fields, feel so near. The old man looks out to the islands, sees this place is endless thing. There's no real distance here to mention. Might all fall in, all fall in. The distance to the spirits of the living. The distance to the spirits of the dead. And as he turned, his eyes were shining. He proudly said, I feel so near to the howling of the winds. Feel so near to the crashing of the waves. Feel so near to the flowers in the